We are spending the time between Easter and Pentecost in a number of conversations in which we seek to recognise Jesus in our own lives and in the lives of those with whom we work. Let us begin in prayer. May Jesus be glorified through the life of his people. May God be glorified through all who know God's presence in the world. May the Spirit give glory to God's word. Today we look at John 17, the prayer of Jesus at the end of this long sequence that started in chapter 13 by washing the feet of the disciples, that continued over a shared meal and has reimagined community without his physical presence.
After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one."
They are in the world, says Jesus. The church has often had a strange relationship with the rest of the world. Sometimes fearful, critical, distanced. Other times fully immersed in the culture of its day. Sometimes it has endorsed and been foundational in the worst excesses of human behaviour. Warfare, slavery, racism, sexism, the building of oppressive empire. Other times it has been at the heart of campaigns for justice, and instrumental in changing attitudes and freeing people from a variety of oppressions. All in all, our relationship with the world is complicated. Sometimes Christians have chosen to withdraw from the world, claiming that they need to maintain their own purity. However, in this prayer, Jesus recognises that the community he leaves is going to be part of the world in which they are set, and that relationship would always be complicated, and that we would need God's protection to navigate our way through these complications. Alongside these podcasts, some of us have been following the first letter of Peter, where he writes to the scattered Christian communities, encouraging them to be a distinctive people, yet recognising that they live where they live, part of the world around them. Today, we are largely looking at the world through our windows or computer screens. COVID-19 has made us wary of each other and of the outside world. We have closed our church buildings so as to protect one another. Some have been discovering new ways of meeting, but others, with little access to the internet, are even more isolated than they were before. We are now wondering how we re-emerge. Will church ever be the same again? How much of this online presence will we retain? What have we learnt about keeping in touch via letter or telephone? What have we learnt about ourselves and the people around us?
I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. Sometimes when people are complimentary in my work, my ministry, or an odd job I do, I find it hard to take the compliment. Now I know that sometimes it's because I generally struggle to receive compliments, just like lots of people. But other times it's because I don't feel that the glory is mine, but that it belongs to God. At the beginning of this series, Craig and I were chatting and this came up. And Craig, being wise, certainly wiser than me, said something like, "Well, the glory of the good works goes to God, but sometimes we need to take that compliment as well." And that got me thinking, because actually, I hope that all of the things, the good things of my ministry, glorify God, but only because I've stuck at them and seen them through to the end, to the finish. The moderator had a drop in coffee Zoom today, and I heard the words, "I feel like I've let the most vulnerable folk we work with down," coming out of my mouth when he asked me how I was finding the change in my ministry. And while sitting here thinking about this reading this afternoon, I understand what I've been struggling with during COVID-19. And it's the fact that we had to, for safety reasons, close the Wednesday welcome, the night shelter, and the other feeds at the church just as the lockdown was beginning, leaving the vulnerable even more so. But this work, this ministry of reaching out to the vulnerable, it's not finished. And it's left me feeling unsettled, not because I believe that I can finish that work, that we can finish that work. My ego isn't that big. But that some of the work with some of those people isn't finished. And I feel like we've let them down because they weren't yet ready to stand on their own two feet. Now, when these things can begin again, some of them will come back and we'll keep working with them. Some of them will not, but maybe that isn't the work that we're being called to help finish. And some of those folk will still be coming, for whatever their reason is, long after I've left. So rather than continuing to feel like they are being let down, I'm trying to plan now for when the hands-on work begins again, because there won't be as much time to think and reflect as there is now. The work is not yet finished. It's just on a breathing pause.
The music we began and will finish with is one of the tunes we use for the hymn "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say." It's not the tune I would normally use, but sometimes it's good to hear things slightly differently, and in doing so be refreshed. Just as the middle verse says, "I heard the voice of Jesus say, 'Behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him."
Let us close in prayer. Glorious God, thank you for calling us to your work, inspiring, encouraging, and cajoling us on the way so that we can finish the things that you have set before us, and in doing so grow deeper in faith and love for you, the world, and our neighbours. Amen.